From Hollywood, with Gordon McRae and Joseph Murray and Miranda as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
It's magic.
Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Let's start the ball rolling tonight with Oops. My heart went oops the moment that we met. My heart went oops, I never will forget. My heart turned hoops the moment that I met you. Oops, my feet went oops, I nearly took a spill. My knees went oops, they shook a bit until. My head went oops, you mustn't let it get you. I was going for a very, what you call, a solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle in my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop the loops, you must have thought me kin. To nincompoops, the silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive. But baby, take a bow, my heart is going oops right now. Just a twiddle in my thumbs when I heard a lot of drums begin to pound and roll. And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop the loops, you must have thought me kin. To nincompoops, the silly way I acted. Of course you couldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive. But baby, take a bow, my heart is going oops, 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 right now.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, folks, this is your show much more than it is mine, because I'm only here to sing the songs you want me to do.
Well, in that case, Doris, there's no question about what you're going to do right now. Well, practically everyone who wrote in this week has asked for a guy as a guy.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Roy, majority rules. Let's go, guys.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl.
stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a goodnight kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should, and ma talked to pa like I knew she would, and they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, folks, I want you to meet two people who have brought such a fresh new note to music here in America that they are always welcome guests. Their last visit was over much too soon, and all of you folks wrote in to hear them again. So here they are, Joseph Murray and Miranda, with their African folk songs.
Greetings, Doris.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Doris, if I may make a slight correction, we sing South African folk songs. The South makes a big difference.
Oh, you know. It certainly does, Joseph. I'm sorry. I'll do the introduction over again, okay? Yes. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph, Murray, and Miranda with their South African folk songs. You all.
Thank you, Doris.
You're welcome, Miranda. Say, you know something? If you two keep coming back on the show, and I hope you do, we're going to get so friendly around here, I'll have to find new names for both of you.
New names?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. I give all my friends new names, even for myself. For instance, I'm Clara Bixby.
How do you do, Miss Bixby?
Hello.
Miss Bixby, I'd like you to meet Mr. Murray. Mr. Murray, Miss Bixby. Miss Bixby, Mr. Murray.
Hi, Mr. Murray.
Hello, hello. Miss Bixby, meet Miss Miranda. Miss Miranda, Miss Bixby. Miss Bixby, Miss Miranda.
Hey, what happened to Doris Day? I could have sworn she was here a minute ago.
Now, Doris, if you got lost, it's your own fault changing names like that. Now, why do you do this?
Well, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. You see, I try to find a name that sounds as different from the real person as it possibly can. For instance, I call some of my friends Rhoda Dings and Melvin and Leonard Lensman.
That's an interesting hobby.
Oh, yes. I guess I've always been fascinated by names. In fact, not long ago, I was reading about a man who used no less than 243 different names.
Oh.
He never used the same name twice.
But why?
Well, he used to sign checks. And it was his ambition to work his way through the phone book from Abbott to Zeisman, but he never made it. The FBI got him before he could get halfway through the Smiths.
Now, that's very interesting. I wonder what name he's using now.
Oh, he's not using any. He finally wound up as a number. Say, I'll tell you what. Why don't you two do one of your numbers? And while you're singing, I'll try to come up with a couple of new names for you. Huh?
All right, Doris. But I bet you can't possibly think of a name as funny as the name of the man we're going to sing about.
Oh, no? Well, what's he called?
He's called Johnny Chochabi.
Now, what's that name again?
Johnny Chochabi.
Boy, you've got a bad case. I hope it isn't catching.
That's really his name, Doris. Johnny Chochabi. We'll tell you about him.
Choke?
Nelly wanted frocks to show off to her friends. The dresses that she wore were full of darns and mends. Nelly wanted frocks to show off to her friends. The dresses that she wore were full of darns and mends. Then came old Johnny Chochabi, Chochabi, Chochabi.
He fell for her, did Chochabi, and swore his wife she soon would be. Though Nellie was so poor, she still had lots of pride. She said, with a name like his, I'd really want to hide. Though Nellie was so poor, she still had lots of pride. She said, with a name like his, I'd really want to hide. His name does not appeal to me. Chochabi, Chochabi. But he has lots of cash, I see. So Mrs. Chochabi, I'll be
ding dong ding, ding dong ding, ding dong 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 dong ding. Though Nellie's married now, she worries just the same. Her friends admire her frocks, but now laugh at her name.
Though Nellie's married now, she worries just the same. Her friends admire her frocks, but now laugh at her name. She says, I'm Mrs. Chochabi, Chochabi, Chochabi. It's an awful name, is Chochabi. But still I get my dresses free.
And now, for one brief moment, a word of advice from Mr. Alan Ladd, star of the Paramount picture, Red Mountain.
Hi there. As the announcer just told you, this is Alan Ladd. What am I doing here? Well, an old Paramount pal of mine has a terrific show here on CBS Radio. What does he do? Well, he sings. Yeah, he used to sing for his supper. Did so well at it that he's trained his whole family to sing for their suppers, too. Wednesday nights, when you're wondering where to set your dial, you'd be doing yourselves a great favor if you'd set it to CBS Radio and give my pal a listen. Oh, yes, before I have to leave, I'd better give you his name. Bing. That's it. Bing Crosby. And when you go to see Red Mountain, you can remember that I suggested you hear the one and only Bing Crosby. And I think you'll probably whisper a little thanks for my tipping you off to the greatest entertainment you can find here on CBS Radio, Wednesday night.
Well, that brings us to something, rather somebody, that I know I've been waiting for, and I'll bet so has everybody else. We've made four pictures together at Warner Brothers, and, well, I hope we get to do a lot more, because to my way of thinking, Gordon McRae is tops as a singer, as an actor, and as a person. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is now.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Doris, for those lovely words. You know, I'd like to say exactly the same thing to you.
You would? Well, go on, then.
Well, it wouldn't sound right.
Well, sure it would. Come on, Gordy, say it.
All right, if you insist. To my way of thinking, Gordon McRae is tops as a singer, as an actor, and... I told you it wouldn't sound right.
Well, I asked for it, I got it, but good. Of course, I know you were kidding, Gordon, because actually, you're a very modest character.
That's right, Doris. It was just for a laugh.
As a matter of fact, Gordy, you're about the modestest one of my friends. Friends? Hey, wait a second. Do you know that we've been friends for years and I'm still calling you...
No names, please.
Oh, but...
Look, Dodo, I like the name McRae. I was born with that name. I'm used to that name. And everybody in my family has that name.
But it's not descriptive. It just doesn't fit you for some reason. Somehow it doesn't seem right to call you Gordon McRae. Now, let's see. What would be a good name for a handsome guy whose singing is just out of this world? Gordy, I've got it. It's perfect. Norbert Kunkel.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, now I have another one you'd like. Johnny Huckabee.
Johnny Huckabee?
Do you mean to say you don't even like Johnny Huckabee?
The name, no. The song, yes, Doris. Fact is, I like all kinds of folk songs, not only South African. I guess I've become one of the biggest fans for American folk music that there is.
Yeah?
Must be that I'm just a big farm boy at heart, huh?
Say, Clem.
Yep.
You think the rain will hurt the rhubarb?
Oh, nary a mite, nary a mite.
Would you like to hear me do a folk tune, Doris?
Oh, I'd love it. Which one?
Well, there's a brand new one that I know called There's a Pawn Shop on the Corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, gee, that's beautiful. How does the second chorus go?
I can't remember. I got tired just memorizing the title. Hey, I know what I'll sing. 900 miles from my home.
Well, that sounds good to me. Just make sure you take the train, Gordy boy. Remember, the railroad hour.
I'll punch the tickets personally, Doris. Here we go.
I'm walking down the track. I got tears in my eyes. Trying to read a letter from my home. Way off down, out of sight. Comes a train through the night. And I am 900 miles from my home. Ooh.
it's 900 miles. Listen to that lonesome whistle blow. I'll pawn you my watch, I will pawn you my chain, pawn you my gold and diamond ring. If that train runs me right, I'll see my gal on Saturday night, but I'm 900 miles from my home. Oh, it's 900 miles, can't hear that lonesome whistle blow. Oh, my heart's filled with pain, waiting for that old freight train. I can hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Heard at the railroad shop that she wasn't going to stop, and I'm 900 miles from my home. Ooh, 900 miles. Listen to that lonesome whistle blow. When that train comes rumbling by, better catch her on the fly. Never should have left my gal alone. As it goes down the track, I'm gonna take up the slack of that 900 miles from my home. Ooh, oh, it's 900 miles. Can't you hear that lonesome whistle blow?
Gordon, that was terrific. You know, that number has a lot of the flavor of Cry of the Wild Goose and Ghost Riders in the Sky, doesn't it? I guess folk-type songs are about the biggest thing there is today.
Well, you know something, Doris? They're good for business, too.
Oh, how do you figure that?
Well, I've been told the grocers have sold 10 million bottles of cocktail sauce since people started hearing that the shrimp boats were...
I asked for that one, too.
You got it. You know, Doris, I got an idea for a folk-type song. It was inspired by the high price of beef.
Really? Imagine a folk song inspired by the high price of beef.
It's called Give a Man a Horse He Can Eat.
That's charming. Say, listen, Gordy, if you ever do write that masterpiece, I've got the perfect sequel for it.
You have?
Yep. Mine is called There's an Empty Saddle in the Old Corral Since Dobbin Has Gone to the Butcher's.
Excuse me, Doris, but you two are just talking about writing folk songs. I've written them.
Oh, pardon me, Joseph. I haven't introduced you folks. Mm-hmm. Gordon McRae, Miss Miranda. Miss Miranda, Gordon McRae. Joseph Murray, Gordon McRae. Gordon McRae, Joseph Murray.
Say, whatever happened to Clara Bixby? I could have sworn she was here a minute ago.
Well, there's a new setup around here, Joseph. Oh. We agreed to change all those silly names.
All except Johnny Huckabee.
By the way, Joe, what's your latest composition?
Oh, a little song called Ma Says, Pa Says.
Ma Says, Pa mm-hmm. Says. Hey, that's a cute title. I'd never have thought of it, however. In my family, Pa never got to say very much. My mother was the Speaker of the House.
Say, Joe, it sounds real cute. Can we hear it?
You certainly can.
Go tell your mother you're stepping out with me.
I'll tell my mother.
Say that we'll be dancing and you won't be home till 3. Go tell your father he needn't pace the floor. Promise at the stroke of 3 you'll tiptoe through the door.
I told my mother and I told my father and they
yes.
Say,
what did they say?
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. For if we keep on dancing, we won't start romancing. But if we start romancing, we won't keep on dancing.
Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. Ma says, Pa says, we must keep on dancing. For if we keep on dancing, we won't start romancing. But if we start romancing, we won't keep on dancing.
That's wonderful, Joseph.
Well, come on, Gordon, you have a try, will you?
What, me? Me sing a South African mm-hmm. folk song?
Well, why not? You've just been 900 miles away from home. Might as well be 9,000.
Well, I suppose so. Will you be my gal?
Well, it just so happens that I'm available tonight. Go on, Gordy, wind up and make your pitch.
Crazy, crazy, here we go.
Righto.
Oh, go tell your mother.
I'll tell my
I'm
mother.
I'm taking you to dine.
I'll tell my
Say
father.
Say that at this restaurant the cooking is divine. Go tell your father.
I'll tell
you've
my
You've got
father.
An appetite. Say that you're so hungry you could eat all through the night.
I'll tell my mother and I'll tell my father and they
Yes?
Say.
What do they say?
Well, now, I don't care what they say. I'm going to start off with cherry stone clams with lots of cocktail sauce, a big toss salad with Thousand Island dressing, a double order of truffles, a large bowl of chicken broth. Then I think I'll have some roast beef, rare, with lots of hash brown potatoes.
Easy, girl.
And I'll finish off with some coconut custard pie with whipped cream and a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee? You want some sugar in your coffee?
Sugar? Heavens no, I'm on a diet.
Pa says, we must keep on eating. Pa says, we must keep on eating. For if we keep on eating, our lips can't be meeting. But if our lips are meeting, we won't keep on eating.
Pa says, we must keep on eating.
Pa says, we must keep on eating.
For if we keep on eating, our lips can't be meeting. But if our lips are meeting, we won't keep on eating.
Hey, what a courtship this is going to be, Clara. By the time we're ready to get married, you'll be so fat you won't be able to get through the church door.
Say, here we are, two guys with two pretty girls. What do you say we make it a double date? Okay?
I'm willing.
I'm agreeable.
I'm Clara Bixby.
Go tell your mother tonight you've got a date. Say that you and I will be attending a debate.
Go tell your father that I will make a speech. Say the lecture will be held upon a sandy beach.
I tell my mother and I tell my father and they
Yes?
Say,
what do they say?
Ma says, we must keep on talking. Ma says, we must keep on talking. For if we keep on talking, we won't go out walking. But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
Ma says, we must keep on talking.
For if we keep on talking,
we won't go out walking.
But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
But if we go out walking, we won't keep on talking.
Being with us, Marie and Miranda, and don't wait too long before you come back again.
Around the corner?
Yes!
Thank you.
That was fun, wasn't it, Gordy?
Oh, it certainly was, Doris. That guy sure comes up with the darnest songs. You know, Dodo, I was kidding before about wanting to be a songwriter, but it's true. I've always had that as one of my ambitions.
Well, stop knocking yourself out, old boy. You've already achieved it.
Me? What song did I ever write?
Tea for Two. In the picture, remember?
Oh, yeah. The Struggling Young Composer. I wrote Tea for Two when I couldn't even afford coffee for one.
But you kept on struggling, and in the end, you wound up in my arms.
That's when I stopped struggling. I know a good thing when I got it. I guess I was pretty lucky to get the girl, though, because the competition was awfully tough. Remember, I wanted to marry you, but so did Gene Nelson and Billy DeWolf.
Mm-hmm. It seemed in that picture everybody wanted to marry me.
Yeah, you know, Doris, if Big and Me were only legal, Tea for Two could have had the happiest ending you ever saw.
I guess so, Gordy, but frankly, I was satisfied with the way it came out.
Well, so was I, believe me. I love the whole thing, especially the scene where the three of us came to your house in Westchester to try to get you to put up some loot for our music.
You mean money?
Uh-huh.
And you went to the piano to play Tea for Two, huh?
Even though Billy DeWolf didn't like it.
Oh, but I did, and I offered to put up the money, too.
Especially after we sang it together.
The way we should do it right now, Gordy.
Good idea.
Picture you upon my little knee. Just tea for two and two for tea.
Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone.
Oh, I hate telephones.
Dear, me too.
Day will break and I'll awake.
and start to bake a sugar cake
for me to take to all the boys to see. Oh, we will raise a family.
A boy for you, a little girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be?
Oh, hit me with that tag.
We will raise a family.
A boy for you, six little girlies for me.
Can't you see how happy we would be?
Thanks a million, Gordon McRae. And remember, we've got another date for real soon. Well, folks, I've had fun singing for you tonight, and I hope you've had fun, too. Now, remember, if there's any song you particularly want to hear, just drop me a line, okay? And until next week.
I love each moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you. Where I belong, singing my songs for you.
Good night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Meltzer production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by Jesse Goldstein and David Gregory. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day and Gordon McRae appear through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures. Doris Day may soon be seen in The Winning Team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Gordon McRae may soon be seen starring in About Face. Service men and women overseas listen to The Doris Day Show through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Everyone, young and old alike, has a stake in the security of our American economic system. Our best answer to threats from without is strength within our nation. Defeating the ever-present specter of inflation is one way we can keep America strong. It's a job all of us can do. Here are several ways to help defeat inflation. Contribute to increased production, both civilian and military. Reduce buying. Make wiser use of credit. Guard against unnecessary spending. Help stop the wage price spiral. It's a man-sized job. Everybody can help to keep America strong. Be sure to be with us again next week when Doris Day will have as her special guests one of the stars of the new MGM musical production, Singing in the Rain, Donald O'Connor and the sensational young pianist, Liberace. And remember, every Sunday, we extend a cordial invitation to great music on the CBS Radio Network.